Just say welcome to.
All right. Welcome to the Mind Power for Success Business Solutions podcast. What I wanted to talk about today is just something that's come up over the years, you know, in our experience over the years in business and seeing what we like to focus on, what will help other entrepreneurs to be more successful in the operations of their business and scaling their business. And today, the subject of what we were talking about is when you hire employees or you outsource work or have a virtual assistant, just some of the things we've learned that can make things go more smoothly and, in our case, mistakes that we would have liked to have learned about prior to undertaking some of these things that really cost us many hours of time and perhaps quite a bit of income too when you're trying to launch a product or a promotion or something like that, and the person just isn't on the same page, it can definitely cause a lot of friction. And so that is why I decided to make this recording today. And also, we would like to just create a checklist out of it that would hopefully provide quite a bit of value to people with just some of the lessons that we've learned in that area. The situation that we've faced is that when hiring certain people, if they're not screened ahead of time and you can't get an honest interpretation, explanation from them of what they are capable of and a little bit about their working habits. I mean, obviously, if you're hiring someone at a lower level or a virtual assistant in another country, there are things that come up that you're probably most likely not going to get, an executive quality level of work, someone that is used to a standard of excellence that certainly warrants their much higher pay. However, there are just little things with communication and service and just accountability that are really, really simple. And I think people out there, including college students or anybody that's starting in the working world or trying to create a name or personal brand for themselves, can definitely benefit from. So, and did you want to add something in here?
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the Mind and Soul Power for Success podcast. And my name is Indira, and this is Jonathan, my business partner. And also, we are in business together in a personal relationship for the last 12 years. And we have invested over, $500,000. We've spent over maybe 150,000 hours in working together, helping entrepreneurs solve a lot of their problems from, business coaching level, marketing consulting, and sales consulting, and we provide solutions for them. So today I wanted to bring in a couple of simple things that I would feel would be very beneficial for you, our listener, who's an entrepreneur. Firstly, I like to bring it back to the accounting level, being the chief financial officer, or if you're the bookkeeper, or you are the, finance manager, or responsible for the company's budget. My goal is in this session is to help you to save some money, save some time, and prevent you maybe from making some mistakes that we've made. You know, the same objectives Jonathan has, and I would like to add in a couple of different, or a couple more things in addition to what he's saying. Number one, when hiring someone, we want to look at how efficient is this person in business. What I mean by efficiency, and we will cover that in a little bit. The second thing I want to look at is cost effectiveness. How, and the benefit. What, from a CPA angle, an accounting angle, accountants, are trained to look at things for the bottom line, the profit margin of a business. And The third thing is to bring in some of the mind power and soul power principles that we like to teach about. Simply the law of least effort. When someone is inefficient, they are not using the law of least effort. They are usually trying to make, you know, in our case, they're trying to get more money out of us or more hours, or they're really creating inefficiency because it would be to their advantage, not to our business and our company and our profitability. It would be to their personal gain. In addition to that, a couple of personal characteristics that a person that is part of your team should have is, I feel loyalty is the most important. Again, it comes back to the same thing about time management, efficiency, cost effectiveness. They all tie in. When a person doesn't have that, what they do is they wind up costing a tremendous amount of time, because if you're investing you know, a few thousand dollars in their upfront learning, education, training, getting acclimated to your business, intelligence and business talent, business knowledge, skills, you know, technical skills are literally a dime a dollar on Odesk, you know, Elance.com, you know, things that we're finding out about. There's quite a few sites out there to hire these people, and there's so many with the same skill level. So how do you differentiate who will be best fit for your company? So that's important to understand. And then finally, the last point I want to bring about is going the extra mile. If these are things that Napoleon Hill have taught in terms of principles of success that will not change for business to business, it, regardless of, you know, whether you're in a, you know, I've worked personally in over 40 or 50 different industries, everything from a salon up to billion-dollar operations for large reinsurance companies like Prudential, Zurich Re, doing audits for these companies, nonprofit, you know, mechanic shops, bookstores, you name it. It doesn't matter. Your business, says Mike Koenig's, one of our, you know, teachers in some of the marketing tools we've learned from him, says your business isn't different. And it's really funny. He has a nice jingle about that. And it's true. Your business is not different when we're operating at a soul and mind power level, because you as an entrepreneur still have to deal with human capital, human resource, and people. People management becomes very important. So if you're hiring someone and they don't want to go the extra mile, and you know, they're always looking out for themselves, always trying to get what's in it for them, take, take, take. If you're working with takers that are not having a service oriented, what they will wind up doing is, some of the experiences we've had is they try to say, oh, I did this for you and I did that for you. My gosh, I was thinking, can you imagine you as an entrepreneur or me as a business owner sitting there thinking about the millions of things we've done for our customers and our businesses, and for the years of dedication and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars and hours of our life we've put in. So when you're hiring an employee that does not, or an outsourced person that does not have that team mentality, and they have what's in it for them, that is a tremendous disadvantage to your business, and you will always wind up having a problem. And then last but not least, you know, Pam Hendrickson talks about, we can change, and you know, she got this from Anthony Robbins, you know, we can grow pear trees and apple trees, and if we're looking for pears, we can get the apple tree and we can hang pears on it, but it still won't be a pear. It will not, the apple tree is going to be an apple tree, it will not be a pear tree, it will never bear pear fruits. So we can't change the nature of a person, and that personality characteristic becomes critical when the company is going through transition or moving to a different level where, for example, like Jonathan was mentioning, where we're launching a product or there's a big event or we're really counting on someone. In that moment, The entire business is tested. You are tested, your staff is tested, and your outsourcing is tested. Every component of the business has to function as a unit. And when you have a selfish person that's looking out for themselves, in that moment when they know your back is up against the wall and you're counting on them, they will say things like, you know, if this isn't good enough for you, I will leave. And that's fine. And that brings me back to the very first, you know, point we were making in the beginning, which is loyalty. And with that said, I think, you know, those covers a lot of the important facets that I feel are soft capital, soft management, in addition to the actual management of day-to-day hours and the routine things that many people may know of. These are the things that you may not have realized are the critical mind power and soul power principles behind a successful employee or outsourcing contractor or subcontractor. And, you know, thanks very much. And I'll let Jonathan, you know, share what you know, he has to say there.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you saying that. And you've certainly taught me many of these things about being of service to others a number of years ago, really changed my perspective. And now, coming from the entrepreneurial perspective, I understand a lot more of why business owners get stressed out, or they demand certain levels of service or excellence out of their employees, because the entire organization could rely on that, and especially in a sales organization, that's needed to pay everyone, and if dozens of people's lives are relying on that income, then any little weakness in there will start to, like an engine or the foundation of a house, some of these you know, metaphors and similes that we've related to it, it starts to break down the other areas and affect everything and slow everything down. And so that's what we really focus on in our work, is efficiency. You know, if you try to do something too quickly, you may have to keep repeating it over again, and it'll actually take longer than doing it just the most efficient way the first time. Efficiency being as quickly as you can do it while doing the job that really has to be done in the best way that it can be done. So that's, it really gets the best of both worlds, both of speed and accuracy. And so those things, everything will depend on that core unit and how everything works together. And that's what we really focus on with our clients when we work on them one-on-one, is what areas are out of balance that may be affecting their whole equilibrium of success, or whatever it is they're trying to achieve. And so I think it's really crucial. I think anybody out there who's working for someone or hiring someone can understand that, just look a little bit more at the bigger picture of things. And it's nothing personal against someone that can't do the job. It's simply communication up front and understanding what they can and can't do, and communication of, you know, hey, I can't do this, or hey, I need help on this, so that it doesn't create many hours of, you know, essentially inefficient or wasted time that we've experienced over the years with certain people. We've learned our lesson. We're still learning now with certain people that we work with outsourcing, that can really, you know, really kind of take away from a lot of the more important things, the products and the processes to best serve the clients. And that's what any business is about. It's all about the clients and providing value for them. And I've heard people talk about how certain CEOs of major corporations get paid sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars, but someone who's in the financial industry once spoke to me and said, well, if they provide that much value, it depends on how valuable they are to the company. If they provide $1 billion worth of value, if they get paid $100 million, that makes sense to a business owner and that board of directors. So it's all about shifting that perspective to the value to the company. They have to remain profitable to stay in business. And it's a very competitive market out there in a lot of ways for these, you know, long-time companies and corporations.
In addition to that, you know, skill set and qualification, in my perspective, is mandatory. If the person does not have the skills, in the accounting arena, we have continuing education. In the business environment Jonathan and I have been working in the last several years, we realize that market trends are changing, business is changing, the online platform for business is growing. Life is transforming. We are having new generations coming in that are all tech savvy and internet savvy, accustomed to social media. The entire tapestry of the evolution of business is transforming so quickly that technology is becoming outdated literally weeks and months after they are implemented. New apps are coming out, and it can be overwhelming when someone starts to learn all of these new technologies, techniques, and things where the future of business is going. For those of us that are investing upwards of tens and tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars in this industry, I feel that there will never be a replacement for human connection and understanding human value and customer service, customer relation, really listening to what a person is saying, understanding their needs and providing the solutions that they need. That, I feel, will never change. And therefore, qualification and the skill set of a particular outsourced person, contractor, subcontractor, employee is critical, because sometimes, again, going back to the apple and pear tree that Anthony Robbins or, Pam Hendrickson talked about, we cannot take a person who claims to have great knowledge in, traveling to the moon, for example. I'm using an outrageous example, or in essence, they're saying, oh, I can do programming, or I can do this, this, and this, and then you give them a little task to handle, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, maybe a dozen times, and they continuously find excuses. And instead of saying, hey, listen, I'm struggling with this, can your technical team, or is there someone that can help me to do this? What I've experienced with a particular outsource client, subcontractor, was that, they talk a good talk. They have a great talk, and they're able to get the job, and they have great sales skills, and they're able to present themselves as Mr. or Mrs. Know-it-all. And when we're in a position of vulnerability, when our business is moving fast and we're really looking for that extra hand and that extra help, I feel like I placed a lot of trust in that person because they said they had the skill base. And because we're trying them out, I assume they had it because they said they did. But then when experience shows up, not, more than a dozen times, that they really don't have the qualification that they're saying they do, or the abilities that they're saying they do, or the skill base they say they do, what do you do? And you think about that for a moment, and it's probably maybe, for me personally, because I'm a humanitarian, I'm very charitable, I'm very caring, I have a lot of compassion, especially when they come to you with a story and a hook, with a pity story, like, oh, I can't pay my bills, I can't pay my rent, I'm not going to have a place to live. I have a soft spot for things like that, and I don't know about all entrepreneurs, but I've made that mistake in my past where I allowed myself, instead of remaining in a position of navigating my company and its profitability and its success, I came down to that level and almost, in the past, wind up in the same struggling box as the people that we were hiring, because, especially when an employee is asking for a tremendous loan. For example, if their salary as an outsourced person is just maybe $500 to $800 a month or $500 a month or below $500 a month, and they come back to you and they ask you for three or four times that amount, that, if I don't get this loan right now, I won't have a place to live. Is that your responsibility as a an entrepreneur to take care of their financial needs and their well-being? In the past, the reason I'm developing the Jevolution Foundation in a charity is so that I have a place to put my compassion and take care of people in that place of struggle. But as a business owner, we are not in the business of charity. We are not in the business of saving our employees from losing their mortgages and homes. I'm saying, yes, when the company has that budget, and if an employee negotiates to have, you know, benefits and perks to have, you know, larger corporations and larger companies, there are many companies that I've audited who actually take on the mortgage for their employees. That is something that some companies that are doing, and I've seen $350 million and up that I've audited that take on a mortgage for $800,000 or more for their employees. And that makes sense for that company because their profit margin is so high, they need the tax write-off, number one. Number two, the company is grossing over hundreds of millions of dollars. An $800,000 mortgage, which is part of the asset of the company, doesn't affect their balance sheet or liability. But for a smaller size business, like, you know, Jonathan and I are in an entrepreneurial business that's moving from a small business model to a bigger business model, and so we're adding, you know, quite a few staff members and employees. Is that something that you, as a growing business moving from small business to entrepreneur, is responsible for the mortgage of your people? That's a question you'd have to decide and put that in your benefits policy and think about it ahead of time, because I feel that as a business owner, as a manager, as an entrepreneur, these things will come up. The employees, I've found more than one of my staff saying things like, oh, you know, and then at the same time, they, you know, these are the same people that don't practice going the extra mile, because our company had the budget to pay them. Were they qualified? Were they able to perform and deliver what they're saying? But they're kind of showing up asking for a handout, and I don't know if that's appropriate business.
Yeah, I really appreciate you mentioning that. And, you know, I've seen some companies in the past that sometimes they can give their employees, you know, a rather small cash advance in relation to their paycheck. However, in this situation that we recently saw, when they're asking for approximately 30 times their weekly pay, that's a major red flag. And, you know, things don't just usually happen out of nowhere. They're usually a result of accumulation of many other factors. So if someone is, you know, losing their house, that's several months of not paying their mortgage. You know, or if they don't have a place to live, you know, we want to help in any way we can, but at the same time, we have to understand, and we teach about the progression of what causes these things to happen and how can we prevent them. And that's what we talk about with our clients and their business. How can they create a sustainable business and identify these areas now so it doesn't always get to a crisis point? So I really appreciate you sharing that, Indira. If there's anything else that you'd like to add, that would be fantastic. If not, I would like to just, maybe we could sum up a few, maybe five key takeaways from this conversation here that would benefit our listeners.
Well, what I feel would be tremendously advantageous is if someone would like more information on this. You know, this is... you know, they can go to our website, you know, jevolution.com, and, you know, look at some of the different products, services, and resources that we are offering. For example, we have the Mind Power for Success coaching program, the membership site, soon to be released. We have the second book coming out called Mind Power for Success. That's soon to be released as well. We also have Cosmic Accounting, the first book and the principles that will take any person, whether it's a business or a corporation or an individual, because they are principles of success, to a financially successful level. Business has moved. There is new money on this planet and plenty to be had if you know what that currency is, and you'll just have to get, you know, Cosmic Accounting to know what that is. And all of these resources will, you know, be available at jevolution.com. I welcome, you know, all of you to please go and opt in, you know, enter your name and email addresses to find out more. Also, keep tuning in to us. There will be a lot more information. What I feel I will do to our list for our listeners is I would like to create an entire program that they can purchase for a nominal fee. Actually, I don't want to say nominal fee, but that they can find, they can, invest in, that they can buy, they can purchase, they can get. Yeah.
They can invest in, and we're currently actually asking some of these questions to our customers and our audience to find out exactly which areas we can best serve them with this information.
Yeah, absolutely. Enter your name and email address and email us your questions, your thoughts, your concerns. Let us know where in your business you are getting stuck. We might just have the time and, to be able to answer some of your questions. I'm not sure if we can take everybody's questions all the time. Certainly right now we have extra time on our hand, and we'll be happy to take your direct questions via email when you opt in to our link at juvolution.com, and I would be really, really happy to answer your questions, and I will make it my point to create a program in particular for key factors that can make or break a business. The must-knows of a business, if you want to know exactly what I mean by, efficiency, cost-effectiveness, going the extra mile, if you want to know a lot more about these principles and you're interested in it, I welcome you to enter your name and email, let us know that you are, and we will create these products for you and provide more information so that you will have the resources that you need to be successful, and really want to thank you for your time.
All right, well, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time as well, Indira, and hope everyone found this useful and look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks.